Respect to the brothers and sisters in Islam. Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu, residing in Dimashq, Damascus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save it from tyranny. A man traveled from Medina all the way to Dimashq to meet Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu. Abu Darda asked him, "What brings you here?" He said, "I heard you narrating a hadith, one hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He said to him, "Do you have anything else? Did you come with any other intention, a need other than this hadith?" He said, "La wallah, I only came for this hadith." He said to him, "Did you come with the intention of buying merchandise for trading?" Because Dimashq, the Arabs used to travel and bring goods from there back to Al-Hijaz. He said, "La wallah, I just came for this hadith." One hadith. He traveled, radiallahu anhu, this man traveled all the way from Medina for one hadith. Billah alayk. How many copies of Bukhari and Muslim and 40 hadith in Riyadh al-Salihin you have? You have the one on the shelf. You have the one on your laptop. You have the one in your iPad. And you have the one in your iPhone. But you never touch any. And when you touch any of them, is when there is nothing on television, and the wife is not home, and you're bored out of your brains. Okay, this old Bukhari that I bought and I paid money for it, might as well open it. Read one hadith and then check the WhatsApp. Close the book and sit on Facebook and WhatsApp. Sah. The man who travels what? From Medina all the way to where? All the way to where? To Damascus in Syria to take one hadith. But what's in this hadith? What are the contents of this hadith? Let's listen to this hadith and you would know now when you hear it the value of the information inside this hadith. Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu said, "I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, whomsoever takes a path to seek Islamic knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this path a path for him to Jannah." Shuf. This path that you took, it becomes a path to Jannah. See, as they say, that anything that is hidden from you, very hard for you to get, you'll strive your best for it. But anything that is readily available, you seem to belittle it. Akhi fillah, taking a path to seek knowledge to learn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn that path to a path to Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continue to say, indeed the angels, the big creatures from the creation of Allah, the ones that have multiple wings, the pure creatures who never sin, they put down their wings for the seeker of ilm and the seeker of knowledge. Now I want you to imagine with me, you the human who defecate and urinate, you the human that if you don't have a shower on a hot day, you stink. You the human who regularly, frequently fall into disobedience of Allah, disobedience of Allah. You frequently do the wrong thing just because you change your intention and you are traveling to seek knowledge. You are going out of your way to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels will put down their wings for you out of respect and the pleasure of what you are doing. Subhanallah al-Azim. But someone would say, "But ya Shaykh, we sit in the halaqah. Sometimes we don't understand what the Shaykh is saying. It's too difficult. We find it very hard. It's a struggle. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those are the group of people, the congregation, that anyone who sits with them, he will never be a wretched, or the anger of Allah is not on him. So subhanallah. Allah said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even, he said, indeed the alim, everything in the heavens and everything on this earth, even the fish in the sea, would seek repentance for him and ask Allah to forgive his sins. Brothers, you really need to come forward, because it's already lining up and people are standing up and the khutbah it's in its beginning. Come forward, please, brothers. Look at me here and move forward. Don't look back. Just move forward. Ma'alishi. Yalla, yalla. إذا قيل لكم افسحوا في المجالس افسحوا. يلا 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 إخوانكم يلا. They, your brothers, they need. معلش. Remember day of judgment, when the sun is on top of your head 50,000 years. At least you're sitting here in a little bit of a heat. Doesn't matter. Brothers, sit down, please. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even the fish in the sea, everything on this earth, everything in the heavens, from angels, from birds, from stars, from jinn, righteous jinn, and on this earth, from animals, from rocks, from mountains, from fish in the sea, says, oh Allah, forgive Khalid, because he's studying the knowledge of Islam. He's seeking ilm. What a virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offering li talib al-ilm, to the seeker of knowledge. And then the hadith continue to say, and the virtue and the status of the knowledgeable person over the worshipper who is ignorant, like the moon with its shine over all the stars. Now, why the Prophet ﷺ specifically said Al-Abid? Because some people worship Allah a lot, but they don't learn the knowledge to worship Allah with. So that would result with the wrong ibadah. Wallahi, ikhwani, if you only learn how to manipulate your intentions, you'll get reward even when you're sleeping. But the jahil would not know how to multiply your ibadah without performing extra ibadah. That's a science studied in studying Islam. Shuf subhanallah al-azim. So here, the abid who's ignorant, any person who brings a misconception to him, he'll start thinking about it and turns him away from the ibadah. And he start doubting. As for the alim, any misconception comes to his head, it is very easily repelled by knowledge. Also, ikhwani, you see somebody, beard, thawb, big turban, and then when you see him do ibadah, his salat is wrong, his wudu, he washes his arm halfway, his lower arm. You see him doing mawalid and twirling and dancing and twisting, and he calls that ibadah. That is why the virtue of a alim is way over than abid al-jahil. Of course, the best is to be what? Alimun abid. And this is from the predecessors, which is rarely to find today. Alimun abid, alim, and also a worshipper based on ilm. And the hadith continues, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed the scholars are inheritors of the prophets, meaning they inherit the knowledge that the prophets came with. And indeed the prophets, did not leave as an inheritance near neither a dirham or a dinar, which is a type of currency. They left knowledge, and whomever takes a share of it, he took a great wealth. A great wealth from the ilm. Now, this hadith with the benefits and the virtues of knowledge, the Islamic knowledge that is in it, is it worth to travel for it all the way from Medina to Damascus? Of course it is. Because everything that the Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith applied for this man. He took a path for ilm. The angels put their wings for him, and he increased in his knowledge. Every hadith you learn, every mas'ala you learn, it is an increase to your knowledge. It is a burhan of your knowledge. It improves you as a person. Of course, ikhwani, seeking the ilm, seeking the Islamic knowledge, has many virtues, which is we will talk about some of it in the second khutbah. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. Astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Yaqulu al-mawla azza wa jal, fas'alu ahla al-dhikri in kuntum la ta'lamun. Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. And what a great virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the knowledgeable person, where people depend on them for guidance. Where people, no matter how successful they are in life, they still need to refer to the people of knowledge. And anyone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them al-ilm al-shar'i, Islamic, proper Islamic knowledge, and think somebody on this earth is better than them, they have belittled the ni'mah of Allah upon them. A shaykh, a alim, a student of knowledge, who thinks just because somebody drives a better car or has an expensive car or an expensive house, has more better ni'mah than the ilm you have belittled what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, describing this virtue, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whom Allah wants good from him, he teaches him his religion. And why we feel it very hard to learn our deen, to pursue a path to learn our deen. Why would we turn away from a great virtue, from something that would open your eyes and give you an insight and understanding? There is no such a thing, as some brothers would say, Allah gave me a basira, an insight. If you don't have ilm, you will always be short of basira and insight. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. Isn't it the one who knows what is being revealed to you from Allah, the haqq, which is the Quran, like the one who is blind? Look at the parable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comparing someone who has the knowledge from Allah and ulum al-Quran, the science from the Quran and from the sunnah in his heart, like the one who is blind. That means the ones without knowledge is a blind person. That is why the one with no knowledge and has no knowledge and has no ilm to implement Islam, he is called muqallid. What is muqallid? Muqallid is a blind follower in English, but that translation does not give it its right. Al muqallid is the one who has in his neck qilada. Al qilada is a chain that you put on the neck. You know the chain you put on dog, the leash, and you drag him with it. This is called qilada. And this, when it's put on the neck and dragged, why? Because he does not know where he's going. He needs somebody to take him around and lead him around, because he is a muqallid. He does not know where to go. That is why the people of ilm, they're the one who lead the people. And that is why a person who never seek knowledge properly or learnt, he will always be a muqallid, a blind follower of someone. And that is not favorable in the Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighting also the virtue of ilm when he said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Indeed, the ones who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ones who have knowledge. Al-khashyah is a level higher than fear. It's a higher status than just fear. It is more of a reverential fear inside the heart of the person. But that cannot happen without ilm. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ used to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bi abi huwa wa ummi alayhi salatu wa salam, used to say, I am the ones who have more. I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best from amongst you. I know Him best from amongst you. And that is why I fear Him the most from amongst you. That is why, as Ibn al-Qayyim commented and said, every sin that is practiced by a person, it's due to his ignorance of Allah. That is why the sin in Arabic sometimes called jahala. Jahala. Because it comes from jahl, ignorance. Ikhwani, the heart, when it's filled of ilm about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's obviously going to react. And the reaction, it is received by your will and power. And then it produces amal. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted in this ayah that the true fear is attained through learning your deen and knowing your deen properly. Also, it is one of the best form of jihad. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا. If we wanted, we would have sent in every town a warner. فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Do not obey the disbelievers. وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. And perform a jihad with it, which is the Quran, a great form of jihad. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, commenting on this ayah, فَهَذَا جِهَادٌ لَهُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. This is a jihad against them with the Quran, meaning with the ilm. With the ilm. Because the da'wah is a form of jihad and requires ilm. Rebuking the misconceptions, it's a form of jihad and requires ilm. As he said, rahimahullah, وَهُوَ أَكْبَرُ الْجِهَادَيْنِ. And it is the greater of the two jihad. And ikhwani, finally, I will mention one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about competition and envy in ilm. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La hasada illa fi ithnatain. There is no envy, which is here the proper envy, which is called actually in another word in Arabic, ghibta. It's not an evil envy, it's a good envy, except in two. A man, Allah gave him abundant of wealth. Then he turned on this wealth and he spent it, all of it in the haqq, in the right places, to get the reward. And a man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the wisdom, al-hikmah, which is al-ilm. And then he rules with it and he teaches it. And ikhwani, in reality, what is the sadaqa jariya? Think about it. Think about, as we heard from some our mashayikh, he's in the haram, teaching only the Fatiha. He doesn't want to teach the Quran, and he's a great hafiz. He just wants to teach the Fatiha. Even though you say, why wouldn't he teach qira'at? No. He wants to teach the Fatiha. And he loves to teach it for young kids and ones who cannot recite it properly. And when he was asked, why would you just teach the Fatiha? He said, imagine, if I will teach you the Baqarah now, how many times are you going to read it?
Maybe once a year, twice, three times. Allahu alam.
But the Fatiha, you read it 17 times a day. And I'm earning reward while you're reading the Fatiha 17 times a day. This is minimum.
Teaching person how to pray. Every time he bows and prostrates, you're getting the reward.
Teaching a person how to fast Ramadan and what annuls his fast and what it doesn't. All his reward of fasting in your book of deeds. Ikhwani, what is more sadaqah jariyah than this? Alhamdulillah. We are ummah of ilm. We are ummah of knowledge. And whatever there is ilm, the deen prospers. In Islamic history, from the time of the Khawarij when they came out at the time of Ali radiallahu anhu, not until the time of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, there were a thorn in the back of the ummah. And they caused so much mischief. And they were undefeatable in the battlefield. The only way they were defeated, when Rahimahullah established schools in all of their areas to teach the proper aqidah and the proper manhaj. And then they become so weak and lost all the supporters because their people, they cannot harvest any supporters from the community because the community is now learning the proper understanding of Islam. And this is how they defeated the Khawarij in history. By ilm. Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi, when he wanted to defeat al-Batiniyah. Al-Batiniyah, they're the grandfathers of the Duruz and the Ismailites and the Alawites and so on. What did he do? Rahimahullah. He established the schools to teach al-Madhab al-Shafi'i and the books of Aqidah of Ahl al-Sunnah, which at that time was considered the Madhab al-Asha'ira. But he established it because there is no doubt Madhab al-Batiniyah is blasphemous Madhab. So they were defeated because defeat by military only would never work. You have to change the hearts and mind of the people. Ikhwani fillah, with humbleness, with the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today we announce that we are taking the registration for our Islamic Sharia College, the diploma course. And inshallah, there'll be an info session right after the Salat al-Jum'ah. You have any question, you want to do registration, all the registration are set up. And I will be, inshallah, sitting here taking all your questions and I'll give you an introduction about the program we're going to follow. And alhamdulillah, there has been a lot of work in the background to set up something highly professional, not just your average attendance and go, inshallah, as you will hear afterwards. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi asma'ika al-husna wa sifatika